the Public News Service Daily Newscast for July 29th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A new study shows there is no place in Ohio, or the U.S. for that matter, where a person working at minimum wage full-time can afford a modest two-bedroom apartment.
The 2022 Out of Reach report reveals a significant gap between renters' income and their housing cost. Amy Riegel with the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio says rents have risen at a rate of about 12% in the last year and 20% over the last 2 years.
It's accelerating, and there's no sign that it's slowing down. So this need will be more significant tomorrow, and in 6 months, it's going to be a drastic impact on our communities.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 109,000 Ohio households saw their rent increase by more than $250 a month during the past year. Mary Sherman reporting.
The report says due to decades of underfunding for federal housing, only 25% of eligible households receive the housing assistance that they need. And as part of New York State's climate goals, Governor Kathy Hochul has announced the third competitive solicitation of offshore wind projects. The hope is powering 1.5 million homes.
This comes after Hochul committed $500 million to offshore wind development earlier this year. The state's goal is to develop 9,000 megawatts of offshore wind by 2035. However, it isn't without cost to local communities, says John Polimeni, an economics professor at Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences.
With any new initiative, it is expensive to develop the ports. If your port is not currently prepared for wind energy, you need to do some changes to the port to make it accessible and proper for wind energy.
Paul Emeni, who's also a Schenectady City Councilman, says the short-term costs are small compared to the longer-term benefits that come from reducing dependence on fossil fuels. One of many planned offshore wind farms in New York will be up and running in 2024, generating power for the town of East Hampton. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
The turbines will be 15 miles offshore. That's 8 miles farther than birds migrate and about 5 times farther than the human eye can see. Now from CBS News, the revelation late Tuesday that the DOJ investigation into January 6 includes questions about the actions of the former president and his allies. That's heightened speculation as to whether the former president could face legal trouble for his conduct related to the assault. As CBS reports at the DOJ, the critical question remains what federal crimes might be successfully brought and tried against the former president. This is PNS. 5 projects in Michigan have been awarded grants from AARP to make communities more livable, especially for older folks.
Types of projects considered for the Community Challenge Grants are those that improve public spaces, transportation, housing, digital access, and civic engagement, to name a few, and they must be completed by November 30th. Nicole Smith Anderson is with the Greater Flint Health Coalition, one of the grantees. She says their plan is to recruit volunteers and install raised beds in community gardens at food pantries and centers for older adults.
There's really a need for our senior population in particular to be physically active to make sure that they have access to nutrition food. We've also found during the pandemic in particular, there's been a lot of social isolation.
Smith Anderson hopes the project will help foster a culture of healthy eating and physical activity through gardening. Studies also have shown that community gardens play a role in reducing crime. Other grantees include the City of Lansing, the Sable Points Lighthouse Keepers Association, Road to Freedom, and Arboretum Detroit. I'm Lee Wolke reporting.
And states like North Dakota need to reimagine their restitution laws for juvenile offenders. That's according to a new report.
In its findings, the Juvenile Law Center says as a young person goes through the criminal justice system, they often encounter a range of fees but usually don't have the money to pay them. Some also are required to pay restitution to victims. The Law Center's Nadia Mozafar says policies vary by state, but overall the approach is lacking.
Across the country, restitution is really a broken system that isn't working for young people, that actually isn't resulting in victims being appropriately compensated.
North Dakota is not among the states that has mandatory restitution. Judges have discretion in ordering a juvenile to repay the victim, but it is on the list of states that specifically grant crime victims the right to restitution from children or youth. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, our Jonah Chester tells us as Virginia's farms continue to cope with unstable economic markets, one operation is blazing a new trail.
Established in 2019, the West Virginia-based New Roots Community Farm aims to provide resources and opportunities both for producers and consumers. Susanna Wheeler, New Roots' farm director, says the group develops and transfers land to the Agrarian Commons, a nonprofit that permanently preserves the land and leases it out to other farmers.
We felt that that brought more security and stability and also offered us an opportunity to really workshop this concept of what it means to operate on land held by another entity.
The Agrarian Commons aims to lower barriers for new farmers by signing long-term leases, which reduce upfront land acquisition costs.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your day with Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.